For 20 years, the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C. has exhibited artwork and illustrations that relate to science. Currently on display is the art of neuroscience, where today's most sophisticated brain scans are on view alongside diagrams, dissections, and images of the brain that go back 500 years, Alex Van Os reports.
There are any number of non-invasive ways of looking at the brain these days: x-rays, PET scans, magnetic resonance imaging. But not so long ago, there was only the scalpel and the saw with which to open up the skull, poke around, and guess at what was going on inside. The art of neuroscience presents some of the findings, old and new. There are woodcuts, etchings, engravings, all beautifully rendered, some of them accurate, some of them guesswork.
If you look at the earliest image in the exhibition, you have it from 1518, an Italian, Bernardo da Carpi, who shows a very simple woodcut with three simple circles.
Curator Janice Tomlinson says those circles represented three cavities in the brain called ventricles, which the artist thought contained powers of sensing, reasoning, and remembering. Today we know the ventricles contain just cerebrospinal fluid. Early anatomists tried to determine what different pieces of the brain did.
There's a great quote from an early 19th century anatomist, Sir Charles Bell, whose representations are included in the exhibition. And he wrote that the brain, the appearance is very peculiar, a little capable of illustration. And I'm quoting now, the surfaces are so soft and so easily destroyed by rude dissection, and it is so difficult to follow an abstract description merely, that this part of anatomy cannot be studied without the help of engravings.
As the art of neuroscience shows, medical diagrams can be at once accurate, elegant, and beautiful. And these qualities have not escaped the notice of contemporary artists.
Time to go. Time to go.
Laurie Anderson is considered one of today's most cerebral performance artists. Here you can examine Anderson's cerebrum and all the rest of her brain in an MRI scan created by photographer Annie Leibovitz. Nearby are some PET scans, positive emission tomography, that use colors to show up the chemical activity in the brain when it's sensing and thinking about something.
One of the big advances in modern brain research is to be able to image not only the structure of the brain, but its chemistry, and its chemistry in a dynamic sense, the rate at which it metabolizes sugar, for instance.
Dr. Solomon Snyder opened the exhibition with a lecture on brain chemistry. He directs the Department of Neuroscience at Johns Hopkins Medical School.
Through modern techniques, one can introduce radioactive forms of the sugars, which are not toxic at all, and as they are consumed, one can actually see this in the human brain and then see how the sugars are metabolized differently when you read a book, listen to music, and do any other sort of thing.
As the lyre provides the muse with a joyous song, as the dew provides the rose with ebullient life, so the forged blade of steel is the crimson quill by which the anatomist may inscribe poetry upon the tome of tissues, the human body.
Scott Serrano is a performance artist who is a kind of throwback to Victorian days. He gives anatomy lectures in costume and creates meticulous diagrams of the body and brain in the old style. Curator Janice Tomlinson.
You can see that the images have not only pictures of dissection, but he's aged the paper to sort of give them, an antiquarian kind of look. And then the other half of Scott Serrano's work is that he assumes the persona of a fictional Victorian anatomist named William J. Quain, who is the author of an anatomical treatise.
In many old medical illustrations, there's a kind of macabre or comic element. The corpse might be shown standing up and posing, or even giving a low bow, the better to show off its muscles or brains. Scott Serrano follows in this tradition, but takes it a step further. Recently, at the Exploratorium Science Museum in San Francisco, Serrano donned a dress coat and top hat, and as William Quain, anatomist, astonished audiences by dissecting his own head, or rather an anatomically correct rubber mask he wears. Looking kind of like a cheerful Phantom of the Opera, Serrano picked up a scalpel and don't try this at home.
And to the next area, an elegant plane of tissue fibers. They start out behind the ramus of the jaw and wind their way into the muscles on this side of the cuff.
It's lurid but compelling, and at the climax, the anatomist's top hat opens up to reveal his brain. All this artfully points to the limitations of dissections and diagrams. None of these can reveal the totality of the brain or the mind. But Dr. Solomon Snyder says that ongoing research through imaging is well worth the effort.
One of the biggest goals of brain research is to understand functions such as imagination, such as joy, sadness. In fact, imagination is something very much worth understanding from a scientific perspective, because if we knew at a molecular level what governs imagination, we might be able to do something to enhance it. And that could lead to people thinking more creatively and more discoveries and greater welfare for mankind.
The art of neuroscience, image and understanding, remains at the National Academy of Sciences through May. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.
Thank you.